Today's shiur begins with Perek Yud Aleph, Siv Zayin, on page Kuf Lamed Hey in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We're in the middle of talking about different halachas regarding preparation of food. So today we're going to talk about letters and pictures on food, cracking, cutting of pictures and letters on food. Today's shiur is sponsored by an anonymous donor for a full shlema for a mishpacha member. He asked me not to mention his name. However, it is very, very important to keep this podcast going, that we get sponsors. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com so you can take part in this schus of Harbatzas Torah. Siv Zayin begins. Divrei ma'afo shetziyuroi aleihem oisiyes oitziyurim kol shehim. You have baked goods that have on it letters or specific pictures, be'emtzos memrach kolshu, whether it's used, you use spreading, you use icing to create it. Oyalidei sidur shel chatichos peiros isukarios ketan tenais, or you use small pieces of fruit to create it, or small candies like, I don't know what they call them, M&Ms or chocolate lentils, and you create words like that. So v'chol kiyotz, any other similar way that you're creating words, through icing or through candies or any way that you're creating words on food. You can pick up such a food, such a cookie, you could bite into it, even though while biting into it, you are inherently destroying, you are ruining the words. But you cannot take a knife, according to the Ashkenazim, and cut the letters or the picture before eating it. But what happens? You bought this beautiful cake for Shabbos, a nice happy birthday written on it. So recommendation, don't do that. Recommendation is, has them write it on a cookie, put the cookie on top of the cake, take the whole cookie off, let someone bite into the cookie. Right, but you didn't. You had it written on the cake. What do you do now? Everyone's saying happy birthday. You bring in the cake. 5-year-old daughter, she's so excited, and oops, it's written on the cake. Can't cut the cake. What should you do? So it gives a very simple item. As long as you realize before Shabbos that it was this mistake happened. Chatach es ha-ma'afem u'oidjem. Cut the cake before Shabbos. So what should you do? Take the cake. Make slices before Shabbos. Just leave it all put together. Don't pull the cake apart. So you have the nice cake to bring in, sing happy birthday. But make the slices in the cake before Shabbos. Then it'll be mutar lahitzim and a prusa of Shabbos. Then you could take out a piece on Shabbos. Gam im misparekes ideas as shleima itzir shalim. Ais shleima itzir shalim. Even if, yeah, now when you pull apart the pieces, which are already pre-cut, you're separating the parts, so now you're not going to be able to read the letters. But since it was pre-cut and the cuts are already there, it's okay. But in Sivkot and Lamed, he points out very importantly, it's not good enough that you take the knife before Shabbos and you make some lines through the letters. You have to cut the cake all the way. If the letters are all still attached by the cake that's beneath it, even if there's a knife slice between it, that's not good enough. But if the cake is fully cut, even though it's all sitting on the cake tray the way it came from the bakery, and from far away it looks exact same, but the ma'aseh, it's fully cut, then it's permitted to separate it on Shabbos. Siv ches, lechem, biskvitim, chocolate, ukedoyma, bread, crackers, chocolate. The letters on them are part of the actual material. It's part of the chocolate. It was made in a mold. The crackers, right? It's part of the crackers. So says that you're allowed to break up into pieces. No problem. Very different than when you wrote on top of a cake. So too, if you have a cookie or a cake that has a shape to it, right? So now you're ruining this beautiful shape by cracking the cookie in half, right? You have a cookie that's shaped, I don't know, like a boat or a hat, anything, right? So you're allowed to break that into pieces. That's not a problem. Seif test. Divrei maifa shed bikubem tavit va'alel shema mafia gedema. Go to Eretz Yisrael. A loaf of bread. They sell without plastic bags. There's a sticker on it that the bakery puts on it that if you take it off, make it Eishalim. Right, so that sticker, what should you do with that sticker on Shabbos? So Yosef is samach la'achila as a tavit b'shlei musav lo yichatchena. Don't rip this sticker, because you rip the sticker, you're ripping the lettuce on the sticker. So remove the entire sticker as one piece right before you eat the meal. K'desh l'ilav goy b'aisis hamut fesa shabbos, so you don't rip the letters. He points out in the small print, lechem echala, you know what happens if you have a loaf of bread, echala, that you want to use for lechem mishnah. If you rip off the label, it's going to be eishalim. So what should you do? Lo yases atavis mehem el achrei b'tzis bas. Wait till after you say, resus, you make the bracha, then you should rip it off. Shiu shleimim b'shas ha-bracha, that the challah should be eishalim, while you make the bracha. Kashi yaseh satavit, yisireni yachdam ksas menapas. When you remove the label, take a little bit of bread with it. Kadesh le lekreyas, aseyas, hamutfezalas, you don't by mistake rip the letters. Hachoytech, if you're in the middle of page kuf lamed vav, hachoytech naknik, someone cuts a piece of salami. So you know, when you have salami, the wrappers, those long wrappers that salami comes in, I'm not talking about the large salami that you buy for cold cuts for Shabbos. But, you know, when you buy a long salami, like a bullet, I don't know what they call them, those long salamis, they're wrapped in the plastic that has letters on it. Kishka sometimes is the same way. Shal kliposei kosov shem beis acharoshes ugedema, that on the outside of the wrapper, the brand name is there. Yizor shalei lufko beisis. If you cut that, you have to be careful not to rip any letters. Umutu l'kalfoi l'chatre, the best is to peel off the wrapper, to cut it mibayid yoyim before Shabbos. V'chein ha-keil of beitz in her, to swirl eggs come with a stamp on it, with numbers. You have to make sure you crack the egg. You don't crack the letters and the numbers. In America, I haven't seen eggs with numbers and letters. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very popular. Let's say you buy peppers and it has on it sometimes a sticker with where it comes from or a price tag. So if any fruits or vegetables have on them stickers with numbers, very common in America, they have stickers with numbers on them, so the cashier knows what number to put into their computer system, right? Those stickers should be carefully removed in a way that you don't remove the letters. And it should be removed right before the meal as well. Sivir Aleph. Ein lahadbik oichlin zeb zeb tzur miuchedis. One should not stick together food on Shabbos to make a specific tzura, a specific form, a specific image. If you're doing it for nicety, there's a prohibition of baina. It says, so too, someone who prepares batzel and beya, egg salad, or they call it egg and onions. Ayat zibul. Yakbich loy lachlikam lagabit salachas, you have to make sure not to smooth it out nicely. You know, in a nice scoop, or however you smooth it out nicely, however you spoon it out, that's how you should put it down. We saw earlier, so as far as using an ice cream scoop and those egg scoopers to put the eggs out, so we saw earlier in Perikud, a person should be careful not to be makbid to make a specific shape. If you're using the scooper just as a way of spooning it out, like the ice cream, that's okay, but you have to be careful not to do it in a way that scoops it out in a specific shape and shows that you're trying to attract a very, very specific shape. Weiter, Yud Beis, the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav, we're about to go to Kuf Lamed Zayin. Ein litain tzura miuchedes lechema, margarino kietzva. Be careful not to mix it. I guess he's back to do food art. They did a food art with butter or margarine. Kefisher gil masas lechvayt arichem, that they were doing, they had guests. Because then, you know, sometimes you see these little flowers made out of margarine. By a chasna, whatever, on the side of a plate, right? Yeah, with the bread, they put it on like a small, got these little mini plates with a challah roll with the margarine and a shape. You can't do that on Shabbos because you can't break the shape, you can't make shape. L'chein gam ein l'shtamish b'kliya miuchat l'chituch avtiach b'tzura michoedis. Those fancy carvers for watermelons to make shapes. K'may meshulosh, like a triangle or eagle or circle you shouldn't use. V'lai b'kliya miuchat l'chituch. Salak v'tapuchi adam b'tzur michadis. So do with potatoes, cook beets. Any type of kli that's intention is to create a specific shape, shouldn't use on Shabbos. Siv Yud Gimel, in the middle of Page Kuf Lamed Zayin. Hamechen Divrei Maifen B'Yamtiv. Someone is preparing a baked item on Yamtiv. Al Yatzim in Isa Tzuris Oisius. Want you be careful not to create out of the dough the tzur, the form of letters, or any specific picture. V'chein al Yitzai, right, so you're making a Shlissel Chala, you got to do it during the week. You make a Shlissel Chala on Yamtiv. V'chein al Yitzai, al Uga Oisius, et Tzur, Memra Chalkoshu. So you have to be careful on cookies. That you don't do with the icing, cream, whatever you're using, not to make specific pictures, specific forms, writing on it. So too, you can't take chocolate lentils or chocolate chips or anything and write out letters. You have to remember, when you put chocolate chips on a table and you make out letters in a way that if you just blow it, it goes away. So that's less of a problem. We'll learn that later in Ksiva. But here, when you're doing it and you're putting the chocolate chips into the cream of the cake on top, so when you blow those chocolate chips, they don't go anywhere. They're stuck on the cake. That is a problem. So if you have food that's pushed into like a tube, you could squeeze on the tube to push the food out, and that's not the issue of Mimareach. If you have like whipped cream and you want to put whipped cream in a tube, those bags, you know how you do it with those like wilting heads at the end, and you're making a very specific form, so that you can't do on Shabbos, but just to squeeze it out of the bag so it comes out onto the food, that's not a problem. And he says, of course, if you're pushing out, you know, using a Wilton head or some other head icing, you know, on Shabbos or whipped cream or anything, you have to make sure not to do it in the form of any letters or any pictures, any specific nice format. That's Ksiva. Another thing he says, Ein l'shtamish b'Shabbos v'yamtiv, on Shabbos v'yamtiv, one should not use Tarsis spray. Asha also lahepech l'memrach mutzak al gabi uga. Right, you have to be careful not to turn any spray that's going to turn into a solid on the cake. One should also not spray on Shabbos. Siv tezvav. Ein is a sirtut v'chituch ba'echon. There's a halach that there's no sirtut. There's an issa on Shabbos of doing sirtut, which means, let's say, like on cloth, on parchment, right? You have those lines. So even you're not writing, but you're just taking a knife and you're making lines on cloth, on parchment, not doing Shabbos. That's called sirtut. Now, what happens if you want to do it on food? So we pass an ein is a sirtut v'chituch ba'echon. There's no issur of scratching out lines or cutting food on Shabbos. As long as kisha sirtut v'chituch hemotzerich ha'maychel tzerich shimush adam. As long as they're scratching, they're making these lines, it's for the use of the person for the food. Let's say you have a cake. You want to make lines on it, you know, you take the knife, you make first small lines on it, so you can make sure to cut even sizes for everybody. So, yeah. No one screams, Yankee got a bigger piece of cake than me. Or beklipas atapuz mekeitz, very often people make scratches in the orange with a knife so they can then easier peel it. That's mutter. You want to get equal sized piece of cake because of the oranges, then there's no issue of sirtut on with food and Shabbos. He says, Yisur meil gameinim shaychim l'gad meichel behema. He says, even if meichel behema, there's no issa of sirtut. He says, therefore, you could crack a piece of straw if you want to use it as a, like a type of dental floss, because there's no problem on Shabbos. Aval, and that's very important, this little fine print at the end of Tezvav here on Page Kof Lamed Ches. Aval, m'choytchum es oichel shloy l'tzerech oichel, v'gam l'tzerech shimushe shelo adam. If you're cutting food not to eat it, and not for a purpose that a person needs a food like this food to be like this, for purpose, for the food. I'll call tzerich acha for a different reason. Then there's the issa of chituch on Shabbos, and issa of cutting, issa of carving, issa of sirtut. So he gives examples. Chayin also lachta klipas at tapuzim l'fimidis musyem esgen amanas listing ba'ezer shuchur. Let's say you want to cut the orange peels to a very specific size as you're peeling the oranges. Not because you need a specific size because it's easy to open the orange that way if you're eating it. But you want to use the orange peels, I don't have to block a hole. Or to use it for some other use. Then you can't do it because that's chituch. Because that's mechatech on Shabbos. You're cutting Shabbos. For food is a heter because we say that's derech achilim. But if it's not for the food, then it's also. Another example he gives. Also lachtech klipas avtirech l'mayin ha-salsala achish etziyem enes eichel. Shabbos morning comes, scoop out the watermelon for Kiddush, and they say, 1 second, let's carve out the rest of the watermelon now for the table to look nice as a basket. Can't do that. That's not called for food. That's not called for use of Adam. That's carving out. And you cannot do that on Shabbos either. That's usher to do because that's, once again, that's considered mechatech. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored by anonymous donor for Fushlim from Mishpacha member. Please help us continue these shiurim coming by emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com or going to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Thank you.